choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
22 and verse 15, we'll start at. This is a story of an administrator, a steward, a boss, and he is going to get fired. And God is going to fire him long before Donald Trump ever existed. God will fire him. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to the steward, the administrator, the guy in charge, to Shebna, who is over the house. He is the steward of the house. He is the number two in command in Israel. He's the guy that holds the purse strings. Verse 16. What have you here, and to whom have you here, that you have hewn a sepulcher here, as he who hews himself a sepulcher on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock? God spoke through Isaiah the prophet here, and he said, thus saith the Lord of hosts to this particular certain administrator, a high position in Israel named Shebna. Hezekiah was the king, and Shebna was the administrator in Hezekiah's government, and he needed to be replaced. And in verse 16, God tells us the reason he needs to be replaced is because he's more concerned with creating a monument to himself than he is about the people he's serving. He's more concerned about the sepulcher. He's very much influenced by Egypt. We'll see that in a moment. And you know, in Egypt, they built the pyramids and all that stuff was all dedicated to the dead. It was all monuments to dead pharaohs, and they would build these pyramids and monuments so that for thousands of years people would look upon the pyramid and remember the great pharaoh whose life is represented by that pyramid. They built monuments to themselves. They dedicated these things to themselves. And you know, of course, that, and we've taught this before, that that these stories in the Old Testament, as we go through them, while they tell us about the history of Israel, and there's certainly that's interesting, and they also tell us about the things that took place and why they happened, and those can be we can learn from those things. But the New Testament tells us that the Old Testament was written and has been preserved for us, the church, so that we can learn from these things. We can see pictures. We can learn spiritual truths through the stories of the Old Testaments. And those verses would be in Romans 15:4, that it says, which whatever things were written before in the Old Testament were written for our learning. They were written down, but they've all been preserved for the church to learn from. That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures of the Old Testament, which is all they had at this point, might have hope. Also, 1 Corinthians 10:11, he says, now all these things happened to them as examples. and that they were written down in the Old Testament for our admonition upon whom the ends of the earth have come, which is us. So we know that the Old Testament is there for our learning, for our benefit, for our spiritual examples, for our teaching, for everything. It has a great benefit to us. There are groups around, Christian groups around, that do not study the Old Testament. They say that was for the Jew, the New Testament's for the Christian. They don't bother with the Old Testament. They are missing treasures. They are missing so much. There are those that don't even study the Gospels. They strictly stay with the Pauline epistles, just the epistles of Paul and the other apostles, and they don't even go with the Gospels. That's just the history. They put the Gospels in the Old Testament because the New Testament started at Pentecost, they say, and Paul's epistles are all that really matters. They are missing. Whew, they are missing so much, so much. It's one book. It's all 66 pieces of it, but there's one book, and it speaks to us from Genesis to Revelation, and it has so much to give us. One of the courses we'll be teaching in our Bible school will be Bible Types and Shadows, and you know I use those a lot, and it's going to be a great course as we look at some of the great shadows and types in the Old Testament that tell us about Jesus and tell us about the spiritual realities that we're living in today. Now, Shebna here, who was too occupied with himself to care about the king's business, he was too occupied with himself to care about the king's business. I guess that could happen to anybody in Christianity, couldn't it? Too occupied with himself to care about the king's business, he made deals that benefited himself rather than the kingdom. He made deals. He was wheeling and dealing, but it was always with himself in view rather than the kingdom and the people in the kingdom. It's a picture of a man who's controlled by his old sin nature, his flesh. He's not operating with the mind of Christ at all. We have the privilege of, when we become Christians, to have our minds renewed in Romans 12:2, to learn the Word of God, and to begin to think with Jesus about life, about people, about souls, about myself especially, to think with Christ and to have the mind of Christ in Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you. And we get that through the Word of God. We're little by little, doctrine by doctrine, here a little, there, we were just receiving. And the more we receive, we develop a frame of reference in our thoughts. And that frame of reference is the mind of Christ. And what do we know about the mind of Christ? Luke 2:49. Jesus said to them, "Why do you seek me? Did you not know that I am about my Father's business?" He's 13 years old, 12 years old. Where's his mind at? The Father's business. Shebna, where's your mind at? My monument to myself. Building my life up for me. Having something to look back on and say, I did all that. And I left all this for others to see that I did great things in my life. What about the Father's business? What about the king's business? What about Hezekiah's kingdom? Well, that's secondary to me. That was Shebna's problem. He was locked into himself. He didn't have the mind of Christ. He didn't care about the Father's business or the king's business. And as I said, he was influenced by Egypt. And Egypt, as you know, in typology, is a type of the world system. And his priority was to build a monument to himself instead of serving the king. The flesh always seeks its own glory. When you're in the flesh, you always want your own glory, not the glory of Christ. Romans 3:27. The flesh always goes for its own glory. For that reason, the Apostle Paul had a difficult time finding men he could trust in ministry. There was a lot of people who were believers, good people, loved God, going to heaven, but there was a lot of men he couldn't trust to take over ministries because they were, like Shebna, interested in their own glory, interested in themselves first. They put themselves as the priority and not the king's business, not the people of God. So he told Timothy, or he told the Philippian church in Philippians 2:20, I have no one like-minded, which means having the mind of Christ, who will sincerely care for your state, for your condition, for your problems, for your needs. I don't have anybody. I got a lot of guys, but I don't have anybody I can send to you who will prioritize you and not themselves. Verse 21, he says it. For all seek their own. Everybody's after their own thing, not the things which are of Christ. So even back in the first century, it was hard to find men and women of God who would put God first. They would claim it. They would sing it. They would love to sing, I'll follow Jesus, and Jesus is number one in my life. When it came right down to it, really, I want to build a monument to me. I want to live for me. I want something out of this for me. And I have limitations as to what I allow God to do in my life. Because really, it's all about me, first and foremost. And that is what Shebna's attitude was. That is the attitude of the flesh. And when the flesh rules, not many are willing to live for Christ. Not many will, go back to my announcements, volunteer. When the flesh rules. And that's never the way of God. The way of God is that the flesh is out of the picture. The will of God is that the flesh takes its place on the cross and realizes it's crucified. In Romans chapter 6. The flesh is never justified in the sight of God, Romans 3:20. No flesh will be justified in his sight. Flesh can never please God. In 1 Corinthians 1:29, it says, no flesh can glory in his presence. It's never about the flesh. You can spend your life as a Christian living for yourself, but there is no glory in that for God. And there is no profit in that. And so the flesh is rejected by God. Your flesh, my flesh, Shebna, rejected by God in that position. Doesn't mean he goes to hell. Just means in that position that he has, his stewardship, his administration, God says, I can't use you there. You're in the flesh. I can't use you there. You're all about yourself. I need somebody else to be in charge in order for there to be fruit, in order for there to be production, in order for there to be a blessing. Somebody else has to be in charge. Verse 17, and back in chapter 22 of Isaiah. Says, indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and you will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country that you should die. And there your glorious chariots shall be displayed.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study.